done it now, Therence.
Therence? Who is Therence?
You.
What kind of name is Therence?
We were watching Hocus Pocus the other day, and call him Thackeray. And everybody was saying Thackeray, and I was like, you guys know it's Zachary, right? And then they're like, no, it's not. And I was like, oh, shit, you're fucking right. It's not. But...
Why do we do 3 meals a day?
So you could not do it is the main reason.
What?
Well, like, I assume that any kind of tradition or normal thing that's done is so you can not adhere to it.
Me personally?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
All based around you.
That's the stupidest thing I've
ever heard. The world is your oyster.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
You've heard that before, right?
The world is your burrito?
Is your foodstuffs? Yeah. It's literally talking about you.
No.
If you quit fucking around, you can probably hit this green light.
Yeah, I was gonna get sunglasses so I don't kill us all.
You won't kill us all. We're driving through a neighborhood at like 30 miles an hour.
Man? It's broken. It's not broken. It's very subtly broken. Sit talk, everybody. This is Kendrick.
Hi, I'm Kyle.
Kyle's struggling with my car. Normally only does that when it's cold, which is normally not a problem because I don't always need... Actually, I always need sunglasses when it's cold.
I'm the car glasses thing. I want to participate in some sit-soak.
For my sunglass holder doodad, it does not work well when it's cold. I don't understand why. I think it's a spring that just gets slightly, like, stiffer or less stiff or something.
Yes, the coefficient of springiness.
Or I have no idea, but when it gets real cold... It doesn't like to operate. And you have to, like,
tickle it.
You gotta coax it.
It hits the road, but tickle.
You gotta coax it.
Try that you gotta coax on me.
No.
Just put it.
I'm not closing your thing and tickling. Do you want to get some band names going or something? Or did you have something you want to talk about?
No, I don't. I mean, yeah, I just don't. I just was, you know, I'm not ready for life.
That's fine. No one is. I am speeding my ass through this intersection, but this
yeah,
street,
boy.
By the way, because I am not paying attention.
Nope, audible is not what I want.
Okay.
I have to remember where the band name stuff is. Don't read your watch. You're fucking driving a goddamn car.
It's in keep.
I don't like this next one.
What is it?
Pro Guard.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I feel like it's probably really shitty alt rock.
I think personally, yeah, it's a band that never really got started. It's like a band where like a bunch of people who were too busy to actually play in a band decided that they wanted a band
like
and they put out like an EP, but they never got any further than that. I don't know what kind of music it is though, but it just comes off to me as like
really half-assed name.
Yeah, they're like, we'll just call it Progar for now, and then
we'll come with something better.
Yeah, something better later. So whoever decided to put that on here is a fucking jerk off.
I think it was a brand of equipment.
All right, this next one is a little better. We got to start slow. It's cold out. Concrete Magpie.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody! We're Concrete Magpie!
Gotta be punk.
You're just like on a punk kick.
Well, I think it's maybe just because punk bands have goofy names, maybe?
Concrete Magpie to me sounds like a cover band for Simon and, Sabelle and Bastion with Sabelle.
Bell and Sebastian,
sorry.
You got through all
Can
them?
You stop fucking with that,
no,
please?
No, I can't! I fucking can't!
Bell and Sebastian, but it's all done with like drum covers. So it's like Concrete Magpie because
I was thinking industrial.
Well, okay, that's one. I was going with more like a stomp kind of feel, like where like you could play it out on the street, like
ah,
right.
Crap, yeah.
Bell and Sebastian cover band with stomp instruments.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm trying to think of a Bell and Sebastian song, but I'm drawing a blank.
With stomp instruments. What did you say it was? A punk band?
Yeah, punk band. British punk band.
Middle.
Ah! All
right. British.
I just subconsciously didn't want to go behind the FedEx
truck. This next one is kind of funny. Squat Fudgers.
Yeah, Squat Fudgers.
Is there a story behind this?
Yes. In our class, we do a lot of squats.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, we're going to do 20 squats and then back to the, you know, 20 pushes, 20 squats, 20 mountain climbers, or whatever. And, when you're doing push-ups, you can't, like, see other people's motions.
Yeah.
Because you're looking down doing push-ups. But when you're doing squats, you're looking forward, so you can see everybody, and you can see who's fudging their squats. And you said, we would say to, you know, to people after class, well, watch out, you don't want to become a squat fudger. Which has a fun thing about it, because they're not going all the way down or all the way up. They're like just kind of bouncing in the middle, you know?
Okay.
Fudging their squats.
What do you think it means? What do you think? What kind of band is Squat Fudgers?
Squat Fudgers. Let's see. I'm thinking it's going to have to be ska.
Okay.
I'm thinking ska, but they're all super ripped. Okay. Like, that's their thing. They're all just super jacked, muscular dudes, and they're singing ska.
Okay. Okay.
Right? So they're Squat Fudgers.
Mine was a midget rap group that sings about chocolate.
Nice.
The Squat Fudgers. Nice. They're a squat, and they sing about fudge and chocolates.
Yeah, no, Matt checks out.
And stuff. I was going to say they sing about poop, but...
That's stupid.
Yeah, I know. That's why I didn't say it.
It's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
This next band name is not creative, but it is a word that we say a lot. Mega Dick Punch. Was there a dick punch?
Well, there was something about that, yeah. I think there was something was a dick punch. Like, oh, that's a real dick punch. That's a mega dick punch. Like, that's a million dick punches.
Holy fuck, this is a super long list. Yeah. Okay.
That's like a mega dick punch. That's a million dick punches. That's a really bad time.
We're using the metric system now?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what it was. So it's like, that's a million. Think about a million dick punches. Like, going down the line, just punching a million dicks.
I thought it was the force of, like, a million punches in one punch.
Well, that was either of those are bad, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I don't want any of those to happen.
That's a fact. All right, so what kind of music do they play?
I think it's a Five Finger Death Punch or Megadeth mashup band.
Okay. All right. My guess for this guy is... I keep thinking of Megadeth too, but I'm slowly going towards like a Gwar kind of look.
Okay, yeah.
Where like instead of dressing up their whole bodies, they just dress up their crotches, their groins with like fists, like highly decorated fists.
They have like fist shaped cod pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
And they don't. What the music they sing is irrelevant because you're just there for the show,
right?
Yeah.
Pass this bus because I hate buses. You heard it here, folks. And escalates.
Dinging doesn't matter. I can't
mostly
spell.
Mostly escalates.
You're gonna have to figure that one out. All right. This one's not good. Lightning and fireworks.
Oh, I think that's because it was freaking out the dog.
Okay. I like to just judge all these band names without having any input, usually. Yeah, like, I've only put, like, two on this list, maybe.
I endorse it.
Okay.
Lightning
and fireworks.
I think it would be orchestral and synth. So, like, a mashup of orchestral synth stuff.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I think I understand. Like, because, yeah, it's two things that, like, can, well, maybe not. Yeah, I can see it, though. I was going to say it's two things that are kind of have a similar end effect but different causes. Like, fireworks are bright and loud.
Right.
Lightning has the potential to be bright and, like, sometimes loud if it's accompanied by thunder.
Right.
But they're, like, different. They come from a different source. And I guess both those things, orchestral and synth, can be beautiful, but they're not the same type of music. But,
yeah, but okay. They can be compatible.
Yeah.
Right.
I was thinking it was the older brother band of Owl City.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Like, it's basically, like, the Owl City guy's older brother's, like, quit his career as an accountant, because that's the juxtaposition I always have in my head. Is, like, the one of the brothers is an artist, and the other brother is, like, a fucking engineer. Mm-hmm. Right. Or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck this, I'm done. I'm done with this accounting life. Right. I'm going to go start a band like my brother, and the band is Lightning and Fireworks.
Nice. Okay, I can see that. Makes as much sense as anything else, I guess.
Doop-a-doop. All right. Nightcrawler Aphrodisiac. Just to be clear right now, Kendrick is texting and driving.
No.
Yep, he's on the road, in the driver's seat, texting, not doing band names, and driving a car into the wall. Oh, God!
I'm not driving the wall. I'm just getting a bunch of notifications that shit's broken.
Well, then turn your phone off while you're driving.
That shit's broken.
It doesn't matter. You can't fix it right now.
Well, I'm supposed to be able to.
You have to shut off.
No, it's like, it's not, it's only 3:30.
Well, you're this one that said we could leave whenever we wanted.
I could, and then as soon as we walked out the door, something broke.
Well... That'll teach us. Nightcrawler Aphrodisiac.
Nightcrawler.
Aphrodisiac is spelled really weird.
Aphrodisiac is not spelled as a word ought to be spelled.
I don't know, man.
Acapella ska group, where they make all the horn sounds with their mouth.
Okay, acapella ska, horns from mouth. All right, this is my genius idea. Nightcrawler Aphrodisiac is a band that plays music in order to coax fish, like people who listen to fish into their shows, but it's not actual when they come into the shows, it's not actually music; it's just an orgy. So like they don't ever play live shows, but they always have live shows, and they have like two or three CDs that make fish fans want to go to these shows, and they end up going to them, and then it turns out to just be an orgy.
Yeah, there was never any music being played.
Yeah, never. It was just like. They played the music at one point, but they'll never play it again. It's right, only on the album, right?
And then they just have orgies.
Yeah, that's what they do.
How would you keep that secret, though?
You wouldn't. I mean, you just hope that it goes as long as it can.
Isn't that what you always hope for, an orgy? Hey-o!
Yeah, I would assume. I never really participated in one. Put in the comments if you want to participate in an orgy with Sid Sock. I hope nobody...
with me?
I would like a cheap one. The French tickler.
It's me,
NKG, from the secret
the side
hatch. That's what I was trying to think of, is the side hatch.
Favorite stupid line in any song.
Where's the side hatch?
It just erupts from the, whatever the fuck the side hatch is.
The side hatch.
The oils and perfumes and incense.
All right. I wonder if you say that. Poke bowl?
Questionable poke bowl.
Okay, questionable poke bowl.
Poke bowl. So a poke bowl, right, is like sushi but in a bowl?
I don't understand. Like
it's like
on
a bunch
of
raw fish and stuff. Instead of like any rolls, rice? It's just separated in a bowl.
Is there any rice?
Yeah, there's usually more rice on the bottom.
Okay. So it's like a bip bop boop. It's like bip bop boop, but
kind of, but with raw fish.
Okay.
And like disassembled from sushi.
Okay. And what I said was bip and bop, but I'm an idiot.
You call it beep bop boop. You've always called it
beep bop boop.
And we always know what you're talking about.
Well, not everybody on this thing, on this recording box.
I think so, though. Yeah, it looks like, yeah.
Questionable poke bowl. Kendrick, go.
Japanese cover band of The Who.
Wow. What the fuck is wrong with me? I can't type. Like, I feel like this is becoming like, it's going to hit me at my midlife crisis, and I'm just going to be like, I'm just going to end it. Because I'm just going to be like, there's no hope for me anymore. Like, I've neglected this for too long. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I have no attributable skills. I can't type. I'm done. I've finished. Typing is what's going to kill me.
You just have a weird thing with language.
Yeah.
Just a very strange relationship with language, that's all.
All right, questionable poke bowl. The only thing I can think of is just some, like, how I mash all the words together. So I'm like, it's like a band that has a diverse amount of age group members. It's got, like, a middle schooler and a high schooler and, like, a really old guy and, like, a mom, but none of the people's moms. And they sing cover... They, like, basically, they only sing songs about Pokemon in a bowling alley.
Okay.
That's the thing I'm coming up with, and they were like, I don't know what we should call ourselves. I'm a mom, and the old guy's like, I want some cocaine, and the kid's like, I like Pokemon, and they're like, yeah, that's why we're singing about Pokemon, so shut up. So, like, it leave it to the teenager, and the teenager just is like, all right, questionable poke bowl.
Yeah. That's the dumbest name I've ever heard.
And they're like, cool, we'll take it.
Okay, we'll use that until someone come up with a better one.
And then they just never did. But they just sing like Pokemon music because the middle schooler would freak out if they didn't. Here we go. All right.
Yeah.
Huh. Somebody put
very vivid description.
A band. Somebody put a band type in this one.
Band
like
type.
They say like put a what they think it is in the name.
Oh yeah, sometimes that happens.
Okay, this one.
You don't have
to
read that part.
Okay, spiraling circle jerk.
Cool.
Yeah. What do you think that they typed?
Ham boning.
No, that is not correct. Would you like to take another guess?
Ham boning?
That's right. That's correct.
Would you like to guess again? Yeah, hamburger. No, no, guess differently again.
Would you like to guess again, but not say the same thing? What do you think spiraling circle jerk is?
Spiraling circle jerk is definitely ham boning. It's a ham bone bone. Ham bone band. So there's six guys ham boning, and they're just like getting in like an acapella thing going with it. And it's just the most horrifying thing you've ever seen, and it kind of sounds like someone jerking it.
Why am I writing these down again?
I don't know.
Okay, you've told me to write them down.
I did, because I wanted to retain them. It amused me.
They're on the podcast.
I wanted to retain them in a way that I could ever retrieve them.
Can't you just tag the podcast with what we think they are? Isn't that what you like to do?
No. I don't do that, because that ruins the magic.
It's so spiraling circle jerk. Someone wrote thrash band in here. I think spiraling circle jerk is like... It's a band that has created... So the band is irrelevant. Like the music, once again, in mine is like irrelevant. They play music that lets you thrash to it. I agree. But they came up with what they wanted the crowd to be doing before they created the band. And so they were like, man, we're going to call this move, because there's like the wave, and then there's like the wall, and there's like all these different kinds of mosh pits.
Yeah.
They came up with the mosh pit they wanted.
And then they backfilled.
They backfilled everything from that. Yeah. And then like the spiraling circle jerk is where like... you have a circle of people that are kind of on the edge of the mosh pit, and everybody in the mosh pit is running in a circle, but they're not running. They're like rolling around each other in the circle. So like the person on the inside just rolling, and then the people around them are rolling, and it's just a bunch of people like rolling against other people while standing up. They're like moving and rolling in this gigantic circle, and there's like people's hands touching other people's genitals all the time just because they're all standing up.
Well, it's a mosh pit.
Yeah, because it's a mosh pit.
Did that happen to you in a mosh pit?
I mean, yes, it does, but... My mosh pit tactics are just to try and stand in the same place the whole time and see who I can piss off.
Mine is to not be anywhere near a mosh pit.
Well, mine was like that, and then I stopped going to shows. So I was like, yeah, that's kind of
fun. You succeeded more than I have, apparently.
I'm too old for that shit or something.
I was never young enough for that shit, apparently.
All right, the next one is trivial kind of crisis.
Trivial kind of crisis.
It doesn't have a trivial. It's just trivial kind of crisis.
Yeah, just trivial kind of crisis.
And it's not kinda. Not that you said it that way, but
kind of. Yeah, it's trivial kind of crisis. And I think it is a psychedelic rock band.
Okay.
Like it's like a psychedelic prog rock. So it's out there. It is out there.
Psychedelic prog rock?
Yeah. Psychedelic.
Okay.
Prog.
For this one, I'm trying to think of like a thing, because when you say trivial kind of crisis, they didn't say kind of crisis, and so I got stuck on the kind, right? So like maybe they're talking about weed, like trivial kind, like not good weed, and like that's a problem for them. So their songs are just them singing about all the ways that they could get better weed if they weren't as disenfranchised or like victimized as they were. And it's all like real slow kind of like fucking emo rock is what it is.
Okay, yeah.
Like Bon Iver, like kind of like rock about how much their weed could be better if they were just not themselves.
Interesting.
Yeah. 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 I don't know. This one's going to be interesting. 90s male rock singer.
100% folk covers of Kraftwerk songs.
What is a Kraftwerk song?
One of the first electronica bands.
Okay.
So that is a ridiculous thing. That has nothing to do with 90s rock or man. They have a great song called We Are the Robots.
Interesting.
They have it in German and then they have it in English as well.
Oh, so is it? Okay, okay. 90s male rock singer, I think, is a... I had it on the tip of my tongue and then I lost it. So
I think I've told you about Kraftwerk before.
Have you?
Yeah, I think we talked about Kraftwerk before.
So 90s male rock singer is a band of... It's an all-female band that sings about the trials and tribulations of the 90s male rock singer, right? So, like, the grunge kind of singers and, like, the Eddie Vedder and those kinds of things. It's like biographical rock, and it's all sung by women,
interesting.
Right?
Interesting.
And it's like, it's just, every album is the life of like another 90s rock band singer.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, like Eddie Vedder. And
yeah. The guy Michael from. And, yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's like a bunch of other bands that I don't know.
All those
other
90s terrible. Bands we suffered through.
Yes, those ones. Have you seen Kraftwerk now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm stuck in my head.
Oh, you've done it now.
Yep.
You've done it now, Therence.
Therence? Who is Therence?
You.
What kind of name is Therence?
We were watching Hocus Pocus the other day, and call him Thackeray, and everybody was saying Thackeray, and I was like, you guys know it's Zachary, right? And then they're like, no, it's not. And I was like, oh, shit, you're fucking right. It's not. But that's where Therence comes from. So now Fletrisa? You know. Now you can't unknow it.
Fletrisa?
All right. The last one we're going to do.
Okay.
Is called Dongles and Docks.
Dongles and Docks.
What is this one all about?
Well, I mean, it's like bandolier dongles. We're talking about dongles.
Mm-hmm.
And how, I think as IT came out and they needed to replace someone's dock and get a bunch of dongles, so it was like, you're just the Department of Dongles and Docks now, aren't you? But it also kind of sounds like it could be a euphemism for different types of genitalia.
Okay, so what the fuck is the band?
The band is going to be a synth music, like pre-made, like DJ stuff, you know, they're playing the song they already made on their laptop. And then over it is like hair metal band. So like they're playing over somebody's like pre-recorded backtracks.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Mine is, it's the literal band of the guy who does all the songs on the hard drives. Like, if he created a band, the guy who does, like, sets up all the hard drives to do the music, that's his band name, is Dongles and Docks. And I don't know why. He doesn't use Dongles and Docks ever, but he just likes the idea that of alliteration. And, yeah, Kendrick has solved the problem at work.
Yeah, I am solving it.
Good.
Because right,
we're done with the episode now. So I hope you like the band names. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. Make sure to make fun of Kendrick for constantly working on work instead of recording podcasts and driving
Nobody
while texting.
Listens. Nobody
and
listens.
And driving while texting.
Nobody listens.
And I'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
I said then- that. You just were fucking texting during all of that.
You're the literal worst.